You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Welcome to episode 51 of Two Nicoles One Podcast, and I have something to say.
What do you got to say?
I'm going to go to jail tonight. Is that what it is, or... I'm going to jail tonight. I forget what it is. So anyways, Kanye's album just released today. One of his songs is called Jail. And I think I just butchered it a little bit, but that's kind of like a little bit of the chorus for you.
So. Well, I was going to say, butchering it's not going to get you a feature on his album.
No, but he'd probably do the same thing to my album, so it's fine.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah, and just a little FYI before we get into things, but he just tweeted or Instagrammed or whatever that it was released without his consent. So you'll hear more about that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think I'm going to just like yell that out randomly, like going up at work or whatever, just to spice up the atmosphere.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
See how
HR likes that.
Why are you going to jail? Just don't test me, okay? You never know. I think I'm pretty violent, which is fine.
Yeah, might as well be.
So, Nicole, how was your last couple of days? Do you seen anything crazy? You done anything crazy?
Well, as I mentioned, I think last week, I'm coming to you from the dairy stage this week. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that is from a milk carton.
Yes.
Yes, I'm inside of a milk carton. No.
It looks like it.
or the state of Wisconsin.
I actually saw something, and I hope this is a joke. Maybe it's in a different country, or if it's in America, it's in Wisconsin. It was like cottage cheese chuggers.
Ew.
Yeah, so if you go in a grocery store, maybe... If it's anywhere in America, it's going to be in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's just gross.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's so chunky, like going down your throat in chunks. That. Ew.
That's disgusting.
Ew. Well, I have quite a few things from this Wisconsin journey here. Should I kick off with that or kick off with things that happened prior to my week before I even got to the dairy state?
Whatever's better, save for last.
Okay, well, then we'll start off with the other stuff.
Yeah.
So did you see that Disney is getting rid of their fast passes?
Yes.
The Genie Plus thing. And I was texting my friend Inezza, who was on a previous episode with us, mm-hmm. On the Disney episode about it. And I thought it was kind of, I watched a YouTube about it. Oh, yeah. I just messed up. YouTube video. About it. Anyways, but I thought it was kind of interesting because they said that it's going to be a charge now. So you can pay $20 a day to get essentially what FastPass is, but it's called Genie Plus. And whenever asked about like why they were changing this, Disney said because they surveyed a bunch of consumers and they wanted to pay for this service. Who wants to pay more for a service at Disney? It already costs $15 to buy a bottle of water there.
The only thing I can think of is if the ticket now costs less, which I'm sure it doesn't.
Exactly. No. But so here's the kicker. So fine, whatever. I would probably pay, it's $20 to have Genie Plus, and I probably would pay it because I do like the fast pass feature.
Yes.
Okay, fine. I'm already spending $120 to get into the park. What's another 20 at this point?
Nothing.
Here's the kicker. Is that they have another thing, I think it's called like Genie Plus Plus or something, or Genie Plus Pro, where each person gets two features a day, or two like ride features a day. And so let's say they want to ride the new Star Wars ride, and they want to use this like pro feature. So what it means is you can bid on the ride. So say like I was going to ride and I wanted to like jump the line and I can see what it's currently being valued at. And if it's being valued at $200, I pay the $200 to jump the line.
Oh, wow.
That's absurd to me.
That's ridiculous, especially because they really need the money.
Right. And that's the thing is like you, people will probably pay it because there are crazy people out there. But at the same time, I'm just like, that's absurd because like, why is there like this bidding process? Like Disney literally will profit everything from that.
Yeah.
Do they really need the money?
No. No, and I know like they lost money, whatever, everybody lost money, but they're a huge publicly traded company, especially with like Disney. I'm sure they made money with Disney Plus over the shutdown. Like, come on, please.
Oh, yeah. It's like freaking insane to me. So I thought that was kind of a little crazy. But on the Disney note, Dancing with the Stars is on ABC, which is owned by Disney. And I'm angry that Tyra Banks is still the host.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep forgetting about that. But yeah, she's a real peach.
Well, and the thing is, like, this year's their 30th season, so I figure they're going to do some, like, obviously some big things.
Yeah.
And Tyra is not the host for this. Like, nothing against her. You know, I used to watch America's Next Top Model. Yeah, nothing against her, but she's not a good host for the show. Mm-hmm. It was a horrible season last season with her, and they actually posted something with her on it, and I like kind of briefly read through like the 1500 comments that were on there. Like I skimmed through them, and I kid you not, probably 1400 of them said how much they could not stand that the ABC chose to bring her back. Yeah. Like the public doesn't want her to come back, so what are we doing?
No,
but
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, but also with the season of Dancing with the Stars, which I, you know, it makes me sad that I think people are going to lose some viewers about this. Because, like, I think it's obviously, you know, progressive times. But did you see that JoJo is, going to be dancing with, JoJo Siwa will be dancing with a female partner. And honestly, I don't care. Like, I whatever, progressive times, it happens. But I, the way, you know, people are, I think they're going to lose people over this.
Definitely, because I think not, and it's definitely not across the board, but I think there is a more conservative crowd that watches that show, not necessarily everybody, and, you know, it's not talking about your politics or my politics or whatever, but I think it is more of a conservative crowd because it's a family show, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's definitely going to do something, and I think the whole putting Tyra on there, I think is tokenizing because she's not a dancer. There's other celebrities with dance backgrounds that are black as well. She's just a huge personality that everybody knows. And that's why she was put on there.
I think if they needed to do like the whole, like a, have like an African-American person on there for, you know, the Black Lives Matters movement, that's totally fine. But there, again, like there are better people, like even Alfonso,
the guy who plays Rivera.
He would have been a much better person to have as the host. First off, he has hosted TV shows before.
Yes.
He worked on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. He won Dancing with the Stars. And he's known for the Carlton. Like, it's like there was totally better people to have there.
Yeah.
And he probably would have been cheaper too than Tyra Banks.
Oh, I'm sure. I think it was more of like, it was an attention. It's to me, it's very tokenizing. And it was an attention grab because everybody knows who she is. Also, like, the way she is, though, is she's going to make everything about her because she's a model, and that's what, and this is nothing against her, it's just what models do. And modeling, modeling and hosting aren't the same thing. It's crazy.
No. She had, like, 15 outfit changes. The show was more about what was she going to come out wearing. Yeah. She looked like a loofah most of the time when she was wearing last season. But, so, I don't know. I'm excited that some of my main favorite dancers will be back, but, other than that, like, I don't know. I don't even know what celebrities are going to get on this time because half the time these people aren't even celebrities.
Yeah.
The only two that have been released are JoJo Siwa, who is barely a celebrity. She was a dance kids, mom person, yeah. YouTube phenom, but whatever. She's, I guess, a celebrity. And then the one gymnast from the Olympic team. But that's normal. Usually there's somebody.
Not huge people. And I think they're probably just trying to stay relevant since they've been around for so long. So. That's my opinion. Yeah.
Who knows? So that was my Disney stuff.
Yeah.
So
I have that in there.
Yeah. So these two things kind of tie together. So I'll start with this one thing. So I got an email the other day from Robert Morris University. That's actually where I got my undergrad from. Mm-hmm. And it said, enroll now for the MBA program for a chance to win $100 Amazon gift card. And I thought, What? Why? I'm definitely going to enroll to get more, to get my MBA, to have another $50,000 in student debt just so I have a chance to win a $100 Amazon card. What's a no-brainer?
That won't even cover the cost of one book.
I know. I just thought that is the dumbest email I've ever read in my life. Like, I was like, who's clickbaiting that? That's actually going to be like, you know what? This is a great idea.
Yeah. You know, I was putting it off for all this time, but $100? Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Let me just go back to school for $100 Amazon gift card. Yeah. Cool.
That's ridiculous. And there's, you know, the worst part of it is, though, like, you think nobody's going to fall for that. Some idiot is.
Oh, yeah. Sick. Which ties me into my next thing. So we've mentioned that I do a little side gig at a brewery before. Mm-hmm. And there was a customer there the other day that was talking about how there was the lady who was like in her mid-40s that came into work one day and they noticed that she was pregnant and she kind of kept it under the wrap.
Yeah.
And so they said to her, oh, they're like, oh, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm pregnant, but it's not my baby. And that she was, they, everybody was kind of like, wait, what? And she goes, no, I'm being a surrogate for a young family. Oh, so wow. My daughter, who's 18, has a full ride to college. These people were paying her to be a surrogate for a full ride, her daughter to go full ride to college. So I thought to myself, I was like, I'd be a surrogate if somebody paid my student loans off. Like, would you?
That's not a bad idea. What I will say, though, is I thought people always wanted, like, young surrogates.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just knew these people. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't go into detail.
A friend or something.
But I was like, that's interesting.
Well, no, people will make, like, $100,000 doing that.
Yeah. Like, pay my student loans off.
A lot of money. Yeah, no, that's, yeah, you could... Well, it depends on how your interest is racked up, but you could have money to spare. You could buy a new car, You know, get your nails done, hair done, everything did. It'd be a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then so they pay for like, your medical bills too.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was very, very interesting that she was someone doing that. So.
Yeah. Well, I know like people do that for financial reasons, but it's usually like somebody in their 20s because they want like the most viable candidate, but hey, you know, you got to pay them bills.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of cool though, because like her daughter will have no debt. So
and that's like legit though, because I feel like most parents don't care about their kids to that extent. Like,
yeah. Could you see us asking our moms to do that?
No.
Oh, man.
That's, like, that's really generous. Like, you don't run into people that are that generous very often. So that's, like, great. That's, like, doesn't even sound real.
No, which is kind of funny. But before I get into the dairy state stuff, why don't you go? We have plenty to chat about.
Plenty of time to talk about the dairy state. Well, you know, since we're talking about Pittsburgh right now, I wanted to bring up something that I know you like. So scooters are new in Pittsburgh, the ones you can rent. I've never ridden one because I'm scared. Do you have to pay for them? I know you love the scoot. You're 24/7, Nicole is scooting around. So they just got them in Pittsburgh. And I know you said it's like it's weird because Pittsburgh's hilly and you like to scoot like in flat places.
Yeah.
But... I don't know if this happens in every city or if Pittsburgh people are uncivilized. But have you noticed, like, have you seen the stuff? Like, there was one that ended up in the river. Somebody was scooting through one of the tunnels, like the Liberty Tunnels. Like,
that's a death wish.
Yeah. Well, people slow down to go in the tunnels.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, no, it's, like, it's crazy. I don't know... Like, how, I hope these people don't have children. That's all I can say. Or dogs or plants.
Yeah. Like, the thing is, like, the scooting thing's cool. And I get it. I get maybe why Pittsburgh wanted to try it out because they're probably profiting off of it. But at the end of the day, like, our city is not a place that you scoot. Like, in Columbus, like, it makes sense. Like, cities like it's that, because it's very flat, it's very gridded. And, like, you can get everywhere really easily on the scoot. But the city of Pittsburgh, there's so many different areas to get to. Like, you know, because we can do breweries in Lawrenceville, and then there's breweries on the north side. So it's like to scoot from Lawrenceville to the north side, in a car ride, it's a few minutes. But by scoot, it's very dangerous. So it just, Doesn't make sense.
Well, I heard somebody the other day, me and Jen went out, and they were, like, this couple was talking about going from Dormont to the Strip District.
On a scoot?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I can't even think, like, is that... Probably like 3 miles, but you'd be like going across. They would probably have to go through the tunnels.
Exactly. If you go through the tunnels, or I guess you could go through Mount Washington to go around it. But either way,
flying down a hill.
Could your scoot even make it up those hills?
That's what I'm like. That's insane.
And yeah. And the thing is,
how much cheaper is it than an Uber? That it's like, that's it's crazy.
The thing is, like, it's not. So each scoot has a different, like, value. And I think the Lime scooter is the cheapest. And even that, I think it's, like, 45 cents, like, a minute.
Oh, and wow. It's not, so that's not it, worth it.
Yeah. So you can scoot for, like, 20 minutes. And then you're just like, oh, I just spent $15 scooting for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it would have been cheater. But the thing is, like, when you're doing it in Columbus, it's, like, fun to do it because, like, you're obviously scooting place to place. And if you're doing it for, like, 2 minutes at a time, like, it's not super expensive. Yeah. But when you're on your scoot for 40 minutes, it's going to be quite expensive.
Yeah, especially the way – I'm sure people are wrecking them things like crazy the way Pittsburgh is. And they're going to have to start, like, sobriety testing people.
Yeah, you should have to, like, blow into it before you scoot. It doesn't turn on unless you blow into
it. Once you've had your third DUI, they put a... Because it's probably what it is drunk people. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
So my best friend Kirsten lives in Nashville, and they had scoots there way before any other place did. And they would say how much they hated them because, like, people were, like, drunk on them, yeah. Leaving them in the middle of the streets, leaving them on the side of the road. Like, it wasn't a good area for scoots to be. Now, there are still scoots in Nashville because obviously I photographed myself with a scoot in Nashville. but honestly, like, that's another place that it is flat on their main strip, but mm-hmm. there are so many people on, like, the Broadview or Broadway area of Nashville where, like, it's populated, that scoots make no sense to be there. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, I don't understand why. Somebody's making money off of it. That's the thing. But it's crazy. It doesn't make good sense to have something like that in Pittsburgh. But, you know, whatever. Yeah. Wait till somebody gets hit by a bus.
Yeah, then we'll see what happens.
crazy. Something else that I know. Actually, no, I'm going to go to this. You know what something is that grinds my ears?
No, I don't.
And maybe it's because I'm an old fuddle-duddle. Why do people, like, I understand driving really fast on the highway. Like, you know, a turnpike or, like, an expressway or something. But why do people fly down, like, roads that have, like, stoplights? There's a stoplight at every block. Why are you flying? Are you trying to kill your car?
Because they're stupid.
I can't stand that. I always think up a narrative in my head. Like, what's going on for that person? You know what I mean? Like, is it a medical problem? Do they probably have to poop? I wonder, these people are, like, driving so fast. And it's like, there's probably an old lady walking across the street up there at the intersection. And you're going 100 miles an hour, making your car shake. You're going to hurt the old lady. And shit yourself in the car.
Very true. Very true.
It's ridiculous.
I agree.
I can't stand it. I see them, like, because I go down the road I mostly drive to work is there's a bunch of stoplights. And I see this all the time. And it's, or even before, where I lived before, it was like school buses everywhere. And people still are, like, flying. Yep. It's like, what are you going to hit these dumb kids? Maybe even dumber.
Very true.
I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. They need to put, like, governors, how they have on school buses, on their cars. We're going to have to breathe into the car.
Great.
Everybody needs to breathe into their car now. Have you noticed this on social media? Because I know you're on there. You apparently run social media for a couple people.
I've never used social media, but talk to me about this.
You're hearing about it from the wrong person. So I just think this is kind of weird, and maybe it's just current times, but you'll see, like, bachelorette parties, and they'll have a Venmo code to send money to buy drinks.
Okay. I actually have never seen that.
I've only seen it like in the past couple months. It's a pretty new, as far as I know, it's pretty new, but I just think that's kind of weird.
No, we should start one and have people buy us coffee.
Yes. Or buy us whatever we want. Because the fact of the matter is, if they're going out to bars and there's other people there, somebody there could buy them a drink. Because that's traditionally what people would do. Oh, yeah. Like somebody would be like, oh, bachelor party, I'll buy you a drink.
If you have a sash on, people are buying you anything. On my 21st birthday, I had a birthday sash on. I got tons of free drinks. Because they're like, buy the birthday girl a drink. Easy.
Yep. Or they would just give you a drink.
Yeah. Also, here's the thing. Why don't we wear sashes out all the time?
Yeah.
It could always be our birthday.
Exactly. No, that's the thing. So it's like two-sided to me. I think it's weird because it's like, well, somebody's going to buy you a drink there. So I think they're profiting off of this. I think it's a scam. But I think we should get involved.
I do,
because
too.
We're not about stuff like that.
Set it up. Set it up. We're getting free coffee.
Drink.
Yeah.
And we'll end up with like a couple $100,000, hopefully, if people like us that much.
Yeah,
then we'll have to pay taxes on it. We'll go to federal prison. It's fine.
We've already discovered you'll take care of us in prison, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It'll work
out. I'm going to go to jail tonight.
We'll start our circle here, people.
Hopefully Kanye gets whatever he's looking for. That's all I can say.
Yes.
And I do want to give a special shout out to... Well, first of all the kids going back to school, and my niece Bria, she starts school when this airs yesterday. So happy back to school, Bria, or as I like to call you, Bria. And I know you don't like that, but it's my podcast, not yours. So
does she listen to our podcast?
She does sometimes, yeah.
Okay, good. I hope she listens to this one.
Yeah. Shout out to Bria. Woo woo.
Great school year.
Yeah, she's going to sixth grade. She's a big old gal. I'm sure that sounds enticing to some people, but, you know, we're big gals over here.
There are.
So, Nicole.
Speaking of big gals, makes me think of you. And this morning we were leaving the one hotel because we were at a wedding this weekend. Mm-hmm. And Dan goes, hey, look at that car. And guess what the front plate of the license plate said?
Big gal.
No, it said OG.
OG.
It's OG.
I'm telling you, I was not there.
Yeah.
Must have been one of my associates.
Probably.
So how has the cheese stayed? Or have you seen any stray yogurts?
No stray yogurts on the side of the road. But you know what I did before I get into the dairy state? This little note was in between all of my travel notes here. Did you see that Nirvana Baby is suing?
Yes. Yeah. And it's so weird.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Which,
yeah,
his parents were the ones that consented to it, number one. But number two, he reenacts the picture every 10 years.
Exactly. So there's a lot of things that say that he's just broke and looking for money.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he's only suing for $150,000. So it's not even like he's suing for a million. So it's like a specific amount. So it's a little strange. I don't, at this point, like, it's not even that much money. I would just give it to him and call it a day. But.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Yeah.
But it's his parents he should be mad at because they're the ones who did it.
Yeah, so although they're saying that the paperwork is not there.
Oh.
Yeah. But again, like you said, he's reenacted these things, so you couldn't be that upset about it. So there's that.
He probably, like, maybe his house is in foreclosure and that's like what he needs.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure it'll eventually come out that he obviously needs the money. So
that's I'm sure that's what it is. Because that's weird. It's a weird situation.
True, true. All right, let's get into the travel segment of this podcast.
Nicole's one cheese curd.
All right, so this would not be an episode of Tunicles on podcast if we did not talk about the bathrooms.
Yes.
So, speaking of the bathrooms, I'll segue back to this one. But yesterday at the wedding, I had said, oh, how are the bathrooms? And Dan's sister said they were okay. And then I was like, oh, okay, good to know. I was like, regardless, I'll make sure I comment them on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And she was like, wait, how do you end up in so many bad bathrooms? She's like, you really talk about them a lot on the podcast. And I was like, I don't know. It just happens to us. It just happens to us all the time.
I think it's just like... more statistically probable because we always have a beverage on hand, multiple beverages on hand. So we pee more. Right.
We're beverage people.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Gals. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, now back to the beginning. So obviously you stop at a rest stop when you're driving 9 hours.
Yes. Okay.
So we stopped at a rest stop, I believe it was in Indiana on the way here. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, like, you know how there's so many like stalls when you walk in?
Yeah.
Do you have I have a strategy how I pick the stall. Do you have a strategy?
Generally speaking, yes. I usually go somewhere in the middle because I feel like people usually go on the end. So I feel like it's a little bit cleaner, but I also do checks. So okay. It's not set in stone.
I typically go to the middle back. And my reasoning is one, cleaner, because I feel like people are too lazy to walk to the back.
Yeah. Especially in a rest stop because it's long. It's a big.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So now with that note, I just thought I'd throw it out there. I went to the middle back and the first one I chose was gross. So I moved to the next one and it was fine. Now, next to me, a few stalls down, there was a lady in there that was moaning. And I was just like, this is very uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's
I don't
weird.
Know what she's doing in there, but she was moaning in the bathroom.
That's so weird.
And it was like, at this point, it was probably 10:30-ish at night. So no, it was like 9:30 at night. So, okay. Maybe she just ate a burrito. I don't know. But it wasn't comfortable. That's all I gotta say is I don't like walking to these bathroom situations.
Did I ever tell you about the one time I was in Popeyes?
Maybe, but tell me again.
Okay. So I was 19 years old and I was with my brother and we went to the Popeyes in Pittsburgh, like in Southside by that giant eagle.
That sounds scary.
It was during the day, but
okay.
Yeah. And so we go in there and we order. This was the first and only time I've been to Popeyes. We'll never go back again. Even though I don't really eat any of that food, we'll never go back again.
Gotcha.
Because of this incident. So, like, even if I was, like, starving, that's all that was there, I don't think I would go in there. We, during the day, we go in. It's not busy. And we order. We're standing there waiting for our food. And this woman, I don't know if she had some kind of health issue, but she fell to the floor or threw herself. I don't even, wasn't quite sure. And she was moaning. And I was like, these people are crazy.
Yeah.
Because everybody, the worst part of it wasn't even so much that, is that everybody just acted like nothing was going on.
Yeah,
because if people would have addressed it, I would have been okay. Because it's like, oh, she's got a problem. People are addressing it. But they're just acting like that's normal, everyday actions. And it's like, what did she do this every hour on the hour? So you guys know when to take your break or something? Like, no, I'm not built for this.
Ugh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was
people
weird.
Are acting fools.
Yeah.
Speaking of people acting fools, let me tell you what happened when I got here.
Okay.
So we've been here since Thursday night, mm-hmm. and Friday I still had to work. So I worked from home that day, obviously. Mm-hmm. And in the morning I went to get a coffee at Starbucks before I started my day, and I'm driving there and on the side of the road, there was a lady walking and I was like, okay, whatever. And she immediately starts doing punging. This is what she's doing.
Like she was pulling a bow, like a bow and arrow.
Yeah, I don't know what she was doing, but it was very aggressive. But then 2 seconds later, there's another lady and she's like doing yoga with her arms like this.
Wow.
I don't know what they were. And I thought, so as soon as I got back, I said to Dan, I was like, I just have to show you this because I wish I could have texted this to Nicole, but I couldn't. So I'm showing Dan and he starts cracking up. I'm like, what is going on? Who walks aggressively like that?
Well, that's like, I found that one like video on Instagram and I sent it to you and you showed it to Dan. It was like people just chasing turkeys in their yard. And he was like, well, sometimes people have turkeys in their yard. Like we thought it was crazy, but he was just like.
Yeah, he doesn't understand.
Normal.
It's fine. It's fine. So the reason we were here, obviously, is we went to a wedding. One of Jan's cousins got married, so that was fun. Beautiful wedding. But there were some interesting wedding guests that I observed.
Ooh.
When I was there. Yeah. So there was this girl, I don't know who she was, but her dress was very revealing. And I kid you not, I waited all night for a nip slip because I'll tell you, there it was so low. And I thought, it's going to happen. And it might have. I just not saw it. But I just thought, why would you wear that? Like, that's not appropriate. It's just not appropriate for a wedding.
Well, you say these people, and I don't know about seeing them in real life, but you see them on Instagram. Like, these girls, they wear, like, nudie outfits to weddings. And it's like, how can you, especially if somebody gets married in the church. Like, how could you wear that to the church? They're wearing it into the church.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it even that, like I was saying too, like it's funny how people dance at weddings. You ever notice it's all the same? People are just side to siding, swaying like this. Yeah, it's just funny. So I said to Dan, I was like, you know what? I was like, if we ever get married, I was like, we're having a requirement. I was like, everybody has to dance like a 2006 prom.
Yes. Well, that's like my friend Kim's wedding. That's, we were dancing like that.
No, because that's how you should be dancing, 2006 prom. Yeah, that's how you
have a good time.
Yeah, could you see grandma out there dancing like 2006?
Depends on who your grandma is, how healthy she is. That's true. You know, let her get
it. I guess if people don't know what we're referring to, we mean you need to be up and grinding on your friends.
And getting low
to the ground.
Low on the dance floor.
Well, and speaking even of that, we were laughing too, because we're like, every wedding plays like the same music. It's the same songs. And we have another wedding in October. And I said to Dan today, I was like, we should have wrote down all the songs that we heard. But I can pretty much remember them though, and see if they're played at the same October wedding. And then again, at the November wedding we have, because like, they're just weird. Now, I will say, I will give a shout out, because Jenna is a loyal listener. Her and her husband Spencer's wedding was the best playlist that I've ever gone to, mainly because they played Ja Rule. But it wasn't like the same like stereotypical songs you'd hear. It felt like a prom. It felt like great music.
Yeah.
Like they have a good mixture of good music, and it wasn't the same stuff you hear all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you see that every once in a while, but it's everybody wants that same generic playlist. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I guess it's like the crowd pleaser, but you know what? It's my day. I want to play what I want.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know? And I will say, she didn't have any Taylor Swift on her playlist, so that made it even better.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of T-Swift last night. Although, I will say, this wedding we went to did play a decent amount of country, which you know Dan loved. or you know he hated it if you knew him in real life.
But
I liked it because they played a lot of decent country music, but which was kind of funny. Now back to the guests and the dancing. There was a bridesmaid that was out of control. Like literally on the ground, like she was doing the worm at some point. Like dry humping the cement because it was an outdoor wedding.
Oh my God.
There was points that we saw everything because her dress was up over her head. I was like dancing with Dan's like cousin, older cousins, and we would look over and they'd be like, do you see that? And I'm just like, what is
was she going like, on? Was she on something or
vodka maybe? I don't know.
Somebody give her like ecstasy or something. That's crazy.
Yeah. I kept saying to Dan, I'm like, do you see that? I was like, what is going on over there? Could somebody tell her this is not a good way to attract a man?
I mean, she was having a good time though. You got to admit.
She was having a great time. She was definitely she was the life of the party.
While I don't believe in embarrassing people, so I wouldn't want to put it on social media, but you should have taken a video for me to see.
I'm going to be real. After it all happened, I did say to Dan last night, I should have recorded that for Nicole.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, we did record one thing. There was one point where they played Country Roads.
Yeah.
And all of the people started dancing around singing, you know, West Virginia. And I said to Dan, I was like, these people are singing it like they're from West Virginia and went to WVU. So we're cracking up because, you know, Rudy is from West Virginia and they're big WVU people. So I recorded this and we sent it to Rudy. And I said to Dan, I was like, I'm more West Virginia than these people. Yeah. I was like, what is going on?
Weird. Yeah, because the wedding, Kim's wedding, like they both went to Pitt. So they played like Sweet Caroline and they did like the Pitt stuff with it, which makes like Pitt people. But yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Sweet Caroline is like a wedding song regardless. And usually you don't hear the Let's Go Pitt unless people went to Pitt. But still, the West Virginia one, Country
Roads, so
I was
weird.
Quite confused why that was being played, to
Isn't
be honest.
There like a Mountain Mama song too? Like, were they doing that too?
No, they just did the
Country
West
Roads. Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, it was just like crazy. Which leads me to another song that was played, Mambo Number 5. One, I hate that song. And two, you know, he says a lot of names, but Nicole is not mentioned.
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
I think it's discriminatory.
So, leads me to believe that he couldn't handle Nicole. That's why he did not sing about us. Yeah.
Probably
thought
not.
That was kind of...
He's a weak man.
Yeah. It just, you know, crazy.
I haven't heard that song in like 15 years. That's crazy.
Well, they didn't play it at the wedding you were at a couple of weeks ago.
No, that was a decent playlist at that wedding. But yeah, that's true. I probably did hear it at a wedding semi-recently. But yeah, that's like, you can't play something better than Mambo Number 5. Like, how is that still in your library? That's terrible.
Yeah, like, get it out. It's, come on, get out of 2001 or 1999. Yeah. Like,
terrible.
Horrible. And I will say, a song that will always get me out on the dance floor, 100%, is Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. That's one of my top five songs for sure. Love it.
Get Low always gets me out on the dance floor.
That's a good one. Although that did come on last night and Dan was like, I'll dance to this one. I'm like, you know what? I'm not feeling it tonight. I didn't get out there. But that bridesmaid was feeling it. She was up there. She was more of my let's watch. I was people watching a lot last night.
Oh, God. When you have somebody like that there, though, it's hard to dance and stuff because you're so distracted. Like,
yeah. Well, and also it was like 90 degrees. I got 715 bug bites.
Oh, God.
And it was a beautiful wedding, but the outdoor thing was just not for me in 90 degree heat. So drinking wasn't really fun because it was too hot. So I didn't really want to drink very much. And neither did Dan. Like, we really didn't drink very much. So we obviously were more observant to what was going on around us, which was funny. So,
yeah. And it's, I don't really understand drinking in that kind of heat. I wonder what was up with that broad that she was. It will make you drunk faster, though, if you are drinking. So maybe that was
the
problem.
I was drinking a lot of water. So, I said to Dan last night, I was like, because I did have over the night, because we were there for like 6-7 hours from like beginning to end. And I did have 3 vodka cranberries. And I said to Dan, I was like, I feel like they weren't very strong. And then I go, you know what? I was like, I think because it's so hot, I'm sweating out the alcohol. That's the reason. And Dan goes, you know, that's not how that works, right? They just weren't very strong. And I also had 3 over like 7 hours.
Yeah,
so it wasn't.
So they would metabolized. Yeah, because they say what like 1 an hour metabolizes like.
Yeah.
Well,
so it wasn't very much. One more wedding note, and then I have to tell you about one other fun fact.
Okay.
When you go to a wedding and, you know, they're always playing the last song of the night.
Yes.
Usually it's like Friends in Low Places, Don't Stop Believin', Piano Man. Those are like top 3. Any other ones you ever hear that you can think of?
Well, I'll tell you what, this wasn't usual, but at Kim's wedding, they played Nookie by Limp Bizkit.
Okay, that's amazing.
That's not
so
normal,
awesome.
But that's what was played there.
That's solid. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what was played at this one.
What?
I looked at Dan and I was like, what is this? And all his cousins were standing with us too and said the same thing. They were like, people were going to leave crying. The DJ gets on the microphone and he said, I like to end every wedding with this song. This one goes out to all the vets out there. Not sure what vets were there. He plays God Bless the USA. That's not an end wedding song.
Was this guy, well, if they were in the military, maybe.
Nope.
But, or if it was like the president or something. But it sounds like this DJ was free.
Yeah, because like the thing is, like, if it was a 4th of July wedding, Labor Day wedding,
there's different, like, okay, maybe. Although it doesn't really go, but maybe. Like, if they were like military people, if it was a military wedding, maybe. But like,
but it
this guy was free. He was free. They used Exuberant.
You might as well have played Happy Birthday.
Yeah. I know you guys are going to have a birthday out there eventually, so I'm just going to wish you Happy Birthday, or yeah, or like We Wish You a Merry Christmas or something. Yeah, that's just
so weird. I will say it definitely dampened the crowd. More than half the people got off the dance floor and started exiting.
Especially so. Because of what's going on in Afghanistan. People are probably thinking of that and get it. Because like 13 people, yeah. just 13 U.S. Soldiers just died. And people are going to think about that and like be sad.
Yeah. And honestly, the bride and the groom actually were already on their way out. So they didn't even stay for the last song. So there's that.
Yeah, so, this, he was free. That was a free DJ.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for my favorite story of the night?
Yes.
Here we go. All right. So afterwards, Dan never really doesn't see his family very much because obviously we live in Pittsburgh. So we went out to this like little bar that was really close with most of his family after. We get there. There's a pool table. We play pool with some of his cousins. Fine. There, we leave two pool cues on the table. There was an eight ball left and the cue ball left on the table. Okay. Mm-hmm. That happened for a good hour. It sat like that. End of the night, this guy walks in and he's got these like high-waisted jeans. He's got this like tight Packer shirt on. And he looks like he's probably like 55. He's got some slicked back hair. Ooh. You can tell he lives in his mom's basement. He walks in the door, does this with his hair.
Throws it back.
Yeah, throws it back, throws his hands in it, sits down at the bar. He sits down. I watched this whole thing happen. So obviously I was sober, so I saw everything.
Another thing you could have taken a video of.
I know, I'm so mad. And I almost grabbed my phone at the end, but I didn't. So he sits at the bar. He turns his chair around and he sees that there's two pull cues on the table. And at this point, Dan's now aware of what's going on. And I said to Dan, what is he doing? So he's just staring at the table. He goes over, he grabs the pull cues. He takes both back, comes back with another. Then he immediately starts shooting at the cue ball, trying to get the eight in. And he keeps going from different angles and keeps shooting it. Then he stands there for a minute. He puts the cue ball down, puts the cue back on the table and goes back to the bar and orders a beer. The whole thing was extremely strange. Then as we're leaving, this happens about 20 minutes later, he goes to like, I guess, get changed to actually play pool by himself. And he's loading the balls very suggestively on the table.
Oh my God.
And I was like, well, it's time for us to go.
It sounds like you encountered a full-on mental.
I was just like, I don't know what's going on there. But the minute he walked in, threw his hair back, I don't know what that was all about. But it was also at this point like 12:30 at night, and the weirdos come out at that time. Yeah. So maybe his mom went to bed so he could sneak out.
Now, just to greater set the scene for me, do you think he was trying to be intimidating or sexy?
Oh, sexy for sure. There was some, because there, you know, there were some ladies there.
Yeah. Like Dan's mom.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of this. So at that same bar when we walked in, it was a Jimmy Buffett crowd.
Yeah.
I'll say. And it was tons of Jimmy Buffett music going on. Well, there was a Touch Tunes thing. And I said to Dan, I was like, I'm going to go put Ja Rule on. So I go over and I put it in, but it doesn't play for a while. And then, so it's, you know, Jimmy Buffett, country, some rock. And then all of a sudden, would I be without your baby? Comes on. I was so excited. I was like, this is great. And then it immediately, nobody even bats an eye about it. So I was like, okay, maybe they like it. Then it immediately goes back to Jimmy Buffett. And then at some point later on in the night, DMX comes on and Dan's like, I like to believe that you inspired this. I was like, yeah, I like to believe it too. I was like, I'm that silent hero out there that did it for somebody.
Somebody was like, you know what? I can play DMX in this bar. Because I figured the place would have cleared out. But no, that's so Midwestern, though. Like, Midwestern people are just agreeable. Like, it's Diet Canada. They don't care.
Yeah, it's fine. It's like, fine.
You know. Oh, you know, I don't enjoy this music, but you can enjoy it. That's fine. I will let you.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, speaking of that, how nice people are here. Okay, so we're walking into this restaurant for lunch yesterday, and clearly I was in the guy's way. I was clearing this guy away. He moves to the side. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And he steps away. And I said to Dan, in Pittsburgh, that guy would have walked right through me.
Yeah. Oh my God. Could you imagine if you were in New York? Probably would have swore at you. And this guy's like, ooh, let me get around you.
Yeah. My bad, eh? Oh man. So funny. People are so nice here. Yeah. That's why I like it. It's everybody's crazy. So nice. Yeah.
Everybody's nice. They shop at Kohl's.
Yeah. Or Costco. It's great. Or
Costco. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Kohl's is headquartered in Wisconsin. Costco's in Washington.
But they do like Costco here.
Oh, yeah. Everybody likes Costco, though, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like bargains. That's very, bargains. That's so Midwestern.
Mm. Yeah. Very true. Very true. Oh, man. Well, that kind of sums up my trip so far, and that we still have a whole day and a half to go.
That sounds exciting. Are there cow crossings and stuff?
I'm sure there is, but not
like how we have like deer crossing or Florida has alligator crossings.
Yeah. I don't like we have horse crossing in Pennsylvania on like the Amish side.
Yeah.
But not so much where Dan's parents live in the suburbs, so not so much.
You should go to a rural place.
I mean, it seems like they're like when you're traveling places, like definitely where the wedding was last night was super rural. Tons of open land.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his family's like near Milwaukee. I feel like a lot of Wisconsin's pretty.
Oh, yeah. It's very, there's a lot of land.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of fields.
Yeah. Get a pet cow while you're out there. See if it'll fit in your car.
You know.
Or put it on roller skates and just. Bring it back
that way. I'll do that. Tag it to the back of my car.
Well, guys, why don't you give us a 5-star review on Apple and make sure you write, did Nicole get her pet cow?
And we will like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And follow us at Two Nicoles One Podcast on Instagram, please. We put funny reels out there. Blonde Nicole figured out how to use Instagram now, so reels are kind of funny.
I'm 100 years old, okay? And it's this new technology, and it's hard for me. But I learned.
Well, and you know what? Next week, we'll record this before it happens, but I was going to say, I'll be heading to Virginia, and I'm sure I'm going to have great stories from the Virginia people.
So episode 53, we're going to talk about Virginia.
Yeah.
Virginia is for lovers. Did you know that? That's like their slogan or something.
I didn't know that, but I guess I'll find that out.
Yeah, it's not something you would think, but I guess it is.
Okay. Well, I'll be finding that out soon.
Yeah, just yell it out the window. Where you're at. Nobody will probably bat an eye.
We're from lovers here. As we're driving down, because Jen's driving, I'll just hang out the window and go, I'm here for the lovers.
She wouldn't care.
She'd just be like, whatever.
She'd be like, why do I invite these people?
Dan will be in the back seat with his headphones on, ignoring me. He won't even know what's happening.
Like the kid in the back seat.
Yeah, like, whatever is this? I'm all yours.
You could probably make some pretty funny videos in that scenario.
I'm sure he'll just be sitting there,
with his headphones on, not knowing what's going on in reality. So
that's true. Funny. Whatever, it's fine.
All right, guys, we will see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.